This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. After completing the initial phase, prosecutors and defense attorneys are now beginning to narrow the massive jury pool for the federal court trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. WBUR's David Boeri has this update from federal court in Boston.
By the time Judge George O'Toole addressed the sixth and final panel of 200 prospective jurors summoned to the courthouse, he had perfected his delivery. Smoothly and vigorously, he spoke of the fundamental principle of trial by jury, the duty of citizenship, and the need to find fair and impartial jurors. As the judge explained both the proceedings and the questionnaire, Jahar Tsarnaev played his small role, and, like the judge, his performance improved. He stood when O'Toole introduced him and gazed at the judge as he told jurors Tsarnaev faced the possibility of the death penalty, and if they were selected to serve and it came to that, then they would decide. Tsarnaev fidgeted less than on the first day. He held his hands in his lap instead of tapping his fingers, and when not looking at the judge, he looked downward. Unrestrained by shackles or handcuffs or the cell, which is his daily routine, he walked briskly, his arms swinging. Outside the glassed-in assembly area, but looking in, was a young woman who walked with a limp. Jamie Cohen was standing in front of the Forum restaurant on April 15, 2013, when the second bomb exploded, spraying her legs with shrapnel. Beside her, the federal courthouse, and lending support, sat U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz. So, after 3 days, the 1,200 prospective jurors had come and gone. Now the prosecution and defense will look at the answers on the jurors' questionnaires. They will inform the judge who they think should be excused on that basis. With that, the preliminary cut will begin on the path to finding 12 fair and impartial jurors and 6 alternates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse.